Brittany Derry, and I am the director of Best Response Intensive Crisis Center at Best Self Behavioral Health.
Thank you, Brittany. So, Brittany, the Student Lifeline Act was passed by New York State Legislature this session and is currently waiting signature by Governor Hochul. This would require the national suicide prevention number to be placed on the back of college IDs across the state, statewide. What do you think of this bill? Do you believe something as simple as placing a number on a student ID could significantly help students in time of crisis?
I do believe that putting a number like 988 on the back of student IDs would greatly decrease the amount of crises that students encounter throughout their college career, as efforts like the Student Lifeline Act aim to reduce the rates by increasing access to mental health resources. And 988 is just one of the many resources available to students across the nation.
What kind of numbers are we seeing as a state or as a country as far as suicide rates go in college kids? Has it increased in recent years at all?
Over the last decade, numbers have been reported up to 51% of college students attempting suicide within their college career, ages 15 to 24, I believe.
I know the governor has really put a high prioritization on addressing youth mental health and says it has been exacerbated by the pandemic and the use of electronics and everything involved with, you know, the pandemic. Would you tend to agree with that statement? Have you talked to young adults who feel they haven't fully bounced back mentally as a result of what happened during the pandemic?
I do agree with that statement. Many of the college kids that are entering those ages right now went through high school where they were completely remote, and the impact on their social skills, their anxiety, their depression, even social isolation and substance use have greatly increased, and college can be particularly stressful due to this transition and can exacerbate those factors and can contribute greatly to experiencing mental health crises.
I know a lot of colleges during orientation provide students with important service numbers, but do we know of any states or schools that have already put numbers like this on the back of IDs, or do you think maybe this could be also expanded upon to reach certain local assistance, putting local numbers on the back of IDs?
I am aware of some colleges within New York State that do have local crisis lines on the back of their student IDs. I believe Syracuse University has it on the back. I think this would be imperative to also include local organizations that have 24/7 care, one of which is like Best Self will have 24/7 intensive crisis center in hopefully first quarter of 2025 to be able to provide any sort of mental health care to individuals in need or experiencing a crisis.
Over the recent years, have you kind of noticed increases in younger people proactively seeking services like what you provide at your facilities at Best Self?
Yes. I have seen since COVID, there has been a vast increase in individuals seeking mental health services because of all these different factors as a result of COVID, school, academic pressure, and I think COVID specifically exacerbated those feelings, leading to individuals seeking help.
Can you fill me in a little bit? I don't know if you know, like, specifically, but can you fill me in on what agencies handle the National Suicide Prevention Line? Do they connect you to a local network, or is it just whoever is available at that time?
So within Erie County, it's going to be our crisis services, and then they work on identifying the individual's needs and making sure that either they have their mobile team come out and do an assessment, and then continue follow-up until they successfully link with appropriate care. If they are linked with someone, they ensure that that agency is aware of the outreach, and ensure that the client or individual is okay.
Thank you for filling me in on that. Anything else that you wanted to add, Brittany, on the topic, just as far as the act itself goes?
Not that I can say. It's something that will improve access to mental health resources for students, and it's very much needed.